like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, who are just A-okay with redefining marriage, or they're A-okay with baby slaughter. They're A-okay with recreational sex and meaningless, sterile sexual relations. They're A-okay with that. No person who's actually Catholic comes along like Amy Coney Barrett and lives that. Oh, and they're, you know, they're not, she's not like an ordinary Catholic. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Disgraziad Chris Cuomo. Thank you for enlightening us on that. Because, and what is he saying, by the way? He's also saying we don't like the Joe and Joes of the world either, the churches of the world and many, many others. We don't like them either. Okay, because they're not ordinary Catholics. Why? And it's like you said, it's a sad statement, but it's a true statement. Most American Catholics fit right in with the culture. Contraception, abortion, gay marriage, transgenderism, they have bought all the lies. Now, part of that is the fault lies with the hierarchy, who hasn't really taught church teaching in a meaningful way for decades, okay? And then that's part of that. Another is individual choice.
But it's also how parents raise their kids. I mean, you basically, what's taught in the house? What's the priority? What is the priority? If you're a Christian, of course, Christ's teachings should be central to your behaviors, mm-hmm. to your value system.
Right.
It frankly isn't. You don't have to look far. And then we wonder why, frankly, our children turn out the way they do.
Right.
I'm just being honest with you. Again, you tell a tree by the fruit it bears. You could say you're this or that all day long. Show me your life. I got news for you. That's what Christ is going to say.
Can I ask you a question? And is there a difference? See, all these people that sit up there in a Senate hearing like this, all the enemy, and that's who they are. They're our enemies. They've made themselves our enemies, okay? Why is it that they, Joe Racinello, they look back at history and they're always so quick to point out the bad guys, say, oh, Nazis are bad guys, or this group is bad guys, that group is bad guys. And I say, okay, I would agree with you on that. But they don't ever see themselves as the bad guys. And why do I say this? Okay, why am I bringing this up like this? Because they do exactly to faithful Catholics, and let's keep it with Amy Coney Barrett, they, and this statement by Disgraziad Chris Cuomo, they do exactly what the Roman persecutors did. They don't fit in. They make us uncomfortable. Well, how did the Christians, Catholics, under the Roman Empire, how did they make Romans, the average Roman citizen, feel uncomfortable? Well, when the average mother and father in Rome decided that they didn't want their third child because they couldn't afford that child, okay, they brought the child under the bridge. I mean, remember, Rome's got a lot of pump days, as they say, you know, a lot of bridges in Rome. They bring the children under the bridges. They leave them there. They call it exposition. The Greeks did it, too. But in the under the Roman Empire, they bring the children underneath, and they let them die. They expose them in the cold night air, and by the morning, they're dead. You know who saved those children? Christians. Okay, but then in doing that, what happened to those Christians? They made those ordinary. Remember, ordinary. Chris Cuomo said ordinary. They made those ordinary Roman citizens ashamed. They made them angry. Why did you do that? You made me uncomfortable.
Well, that's why they killed Saint Stephen.
Exactly, because he told them the truth.
And they ground their teeth.
Right. They chewed the inside of their cheek. Because they were so angry at the truth. It's the same thing when you talk about how a person lives, and that's why I bring up early Christians. They saved those babies. They were not part of the world. They were not, we'll put it like this, they were not of the world. They were in the world, and they acted that way. And that makes a society uncomfortable. My point is, why is it that we allow these current modern-day persecutors, because that's what they are, Amy Klobuchar and the rest of them, they're persecutors. Dianne Feinstein is a persecutor. Dick Blumenthal is a persecutor. Disgraziad alert, Dick Durbin, he's a persecutor. Why? Amy Coney Barrett makes them as uncomfortable as the early Christians made Roman society. But what's the response? Real quick, and then I'll shut up. What's the response? Get rid of them.
Well, on the flip side, that's how you change society, because some people will be uncomfortable, but some people will change because of it. You see, Amy Coney Barrett is the best of us. She lives her faith. She doesn't have to say she's Catholic. It's obvious. To me, it is. It's obvious. Is she perfect? No, neither am I. But her life reflects the teachings of Christ. You see, that's how you change the society. She is how you change the society. This is what we have to do, America. We have to be transformed. How are we transformed? I'm going to give you my formula. Go to church. Go to church every Sunday with your family. Go to confession once a month. Have a good confession once a month. So when you go to church, you receive the Eucharist in the state of grace and pray the rosary every day. All those things don't cost a dime. But in doing them, you will be transformed. Guaranteed. I'll put my money, all my money. I don't have a lot of it, but I'll bet it all on that.
Well, obviously, here's a woman that does that. All right. It's obvious, okay, that the dogma does live loudly in her. I like to break it to Dianne Feinstein. Hey, listen, number one, what you're saying is unconstitutional. And number two, we need a little dogma in this country. And here's the other thing, too, real quick, just as an aside. Don't ever forget that they're full of dogma. You don't apostatize and you don't question any of their dogma, Joe Racinello. Okay, you don't ever question their position on abortion, gay marriage, and the rest of it. See, that's dogma too. I would turn to, you see, again, I'm political. I would never survive a hearing like that, because I would look at Feinstein and I would say, what do you mean the dogma? The Catholic dogma lives loudly in me? Right, and the secular dogma lives loudly in you. So what are you talking about? You don't come to the table with certain ideas, beliefs, values. I might disagree with them, but I don't blast you for holding your values. I argue with you. I disagree with you. I'll fight against you in that regard. But don't the dogma lives loudly in me, like the Catholic faith is somehow some sort of incompatible with American public life.
Like, well, it's incompatible with the secular view of life. And that's, like, Susan Rice said something that I thought to be very interesting. She said, Donald Trump does not see the world as it is. Well, should we, Susan? Should we, as people who believe in God, see the world as it is? Aren't we here to transform the world, Susan? Or should we just go along to get along? You see, this is what they don't get. They're unwilling to change. What did John the Baptist say? John the Baptist didn't say, oh, everything's okay. He said, repent. What does repent mean? It means change.
I think he threw in brood of vipers, too.
So, well, he had to. Yeah, well, the guy had camel hair on his back. I would, too.
He was a, you know,
he's eating friggin' bugs.
Listen. Here's a dude, okay, St. John the Baptist. Here's a dude living out in the desert. He's got 100-degree sun beating down on him. He's wearing camel hair, okay? And, yeah, like you said, he's munching on honey, wild honey and locusts, okay? So
I'd be a little aggravated.
So when the authorities came along, he already had an animus against them to begin with. In other words, so it just came out. Ooh, I didn't mean – no, he absolutely meant you brood of vipers. And that's what these people are. This Amy Coney Barrett hearing goes beyond seeing her sit on the Supreme Court. This is a very, very important moment, okay? Not just because of her demeanor, because of the way she went back at them. I applaud her. She went back at Klobuchar, and she said, are you saying that I don't have – it was the only time I saw her get a little bit – not flapped, but she basically – she elevated her voice a little bit. As you could tell, she got a little bit insulted because she said, are you saying that I don't have a mind of my own? Is that what you're saying? And Klobuchar had to back off because she's a nitwit. See, my father, when he was alive, God rest his soul, that was one of his favorite words to describe people. Ah, this one's a nitwit. Klobuchar is a nitwit. Sorry, Lord Jesus. I mean, but that's what she is. She is a dim-witted person. She's a nitwit. And Barrett went back at her. But take it away from there. Step back from that for a second, okay? This is very symbolic. This is a major battle in the culture war, what you saw last week at the Amy Coney Barrett hearing, because you have the forces of darkness, okay, which have been there throughout history and since the beginning of the church, as we mentioned, the Roman Empire, okay? You could bring that up to, let's say, Elizabethan England and the Protestant revolt in England, and how badly Catholics were treated there. But that's what these people were doing. They were fighting the culture war right then and there against someone who you would have wanted, even though she's female, you would have wanted her with you at the Battle of Lepanto, all right, when you're going to fight against the Muslims. That's how strong she is. And yes, the dogma, the faith lives loudly in her, as you said. It lives loudly in her. She doesn't have to open her mouth, and I dare say she probably doesn't open her mouth, okay? And people see that. And that is that uncomfortability. You mentioned St. Stephen. That is the uncomfortability at seeing something so truthful, which is the Catholic faith living through a human being, okay, in that, that's being guided by the Holy Spirit, that prays, that goes to Mass, that lives that way. How threatening that is to these people. How absolutely abhorrent